All right, you're coming, you're listening live here on KUNM 89.9 FM, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. And in the studio with me is Lily and Hornhorse. This is Lily Konigsberg, according to her family, or Konigsberg, according to Lily, and Matt Norman. And they're on the road now. They're blowing through the Southwest, and they started the day off in another state. And hi, guys. Welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. They're playing tonight at the Tanix, and that is down in the Bareilles neighborhood. And there's a couple of openers, but we want to give you a little preview of what you're going to be hearing tonight. So do you guys want to kick it off with some tunage?
Okay.
Bam.
All right. Thank you.
Say no more, I swear on a star, a magical stone. Love, we know, it's out of control, I wanna go home. Back in time, to follow the source, it's never the same. Promise me now, a piece of your heart, a piece of your brain.
Take you anywhere, I can take
the cry. How can I tell you I want you more than I want your life? And how am I supposed to reckon with this loneliness? How much does it really cost to be me?
All right. You're listening live to Lily and Hornhorse here in Studio A at KUNM 89.9 FM, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. And you all are based out of where?
I'm from New York originally, and Matt.
I'm from Petaluma, California until 2010, and then I moved to the Hudson Valley, and I've been there since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're in the Hudson Valley, but then we moved. We're moving to New York City back.
Yeah, and so that's where you met, Hudson Valley. You were at the same college, but didn't necessarily cross paths, or?
That's true.
All right.
We didn't cross, we crossed paths once, but we didn't talk to each other.
Yeah, whew, ships passing in the night. Mm-hmm. Yep. And what, so at that time, what music were you into, and was there overlap in those scenes, or?
No.
No?
I was into Arthur Russell a lot at that point. I still am, but I listened to it too much. And I was really, actually no, we bonded over Justin Bieber because I really liked his album Purpose, and I burned Matt a copy, and he really liked it too. So and none of my friends liked it, so it was nice to
so
bond
that's
over
how you
that.
Bonded.
Yeah,
that's funny. And Matt, you have some background in jazz.
Yeah, so I think at the time that I met Lily, I played drum set. And I was in a quartet that still comes together when we're all in the same place. But two of the people live in California, and the other two live in New York. So we try to get together when we can. But so I was mostly focusing on that, and was in the jazz band in high school and studied jazz in college, and. And I love jazz harmony.
Yeah, and you started off on trumpet, or what were you mostly playing?
Mostly drums.
Mostly drums. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And when did you start picking up brass? Because you're right now you've been on a keyboard slung over your shoulder there, but mm-hmm. a little bit later you're gonna play a baritone, right?
Yep. So so I played trombone in high school in the marching band, and drums in the jazz band, and I don't play trombone anymore. I started after college. I started trying to learn trumpet, and because my friend left me a very attractive one that sounded good, and it was also really small. I think it's called a pea shooter, and or that's like the fun name for it.
Right.
And then I tried a baritone horn, or someone said they. I found one at my friend's house, and he said he found it in the dumpster, and I tried that, and I was instantly addicted. Because it has the same mouthpiece as a trombone, and I think some of the sheet music for it is the same. Not that I read, I just learned that, so I thought, well, that's a plus, you know, if I ever want to start learn to read again. So same mouthpiece. Same sort of register that I like, but I like the conical tubing I thought sounded better than trombone. Yeah. and trumpet. I think it sounds better than trumpet, but it has the it's also a B flat instrument,
right?
And it has the same fingering for everything, so that made it really easy to get into it. And so my friend didn't let me have his dumpster horn, but I found one on Craigslist and around Albany, New York, and
yeah, that horn looks well loved over there.
Yeah, somebody
it's been around.
It has, yeah. I think it was played mostly on a boat, on a pontoon boat in around near Albany. So the person who sold it to me, his name is Skip, and I don't know if he's alive anymore. He was really old when I met him and tried the horn out. And yeah,
it's about the same size as my daughter's euphonium, which she's just has such the hardest time to practice.
Yeah.
Back when I was in band a million years ago, I played alto sax, then baritone sax, and then did tuba, and they were just too big. I was trying to push my daughter to go for trumpet, because it's more portable, so you're more likely to take it home. You're more likely to practice.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, I can't wait to hear it later. And Lily, what did you start off with? Drums, electronics? Where?
I started off with, I guess, piano, but I don't really play piano anymore. I really my main instrument. I guess they're guitar and bass, and then I play drums also.
Yeah.
But I took a lot of voice lessons. I mainly just wanted to be like a pop star growing up.
Yeah.
And I still do.
And yeah, and you're well on your way.
Thank you.
And so you have another band, Palberta, that's more on the punk side, or how would you?
It's like experimental punk, but also pop, and just I don't really know what it is, but that's where I play instruments now. I'll just sing with this band, and I play instruments with Palberta, and I play solo sometimes with guitar. So
you guys have a dynamic in this duo that kind of can range from experimental to some pop, like some jazz. It kind of crosses back and forth pretty fluidly.
Yeah, I think it's both of us, him liking jazz and jazz harmony, and me liking pop.
Yeah.
But he's introduced me to a lot of like different chords that I never would have ever written on. So my melodies actually are different because of his chord progressions that he writes.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. I'm talking to Lily and Hornhorse, which is Matt Norman and Lily Konigsberg here in Studio A, and they're performing tonight at the Tanix Performance Space down there on 4th Street. And you can go to Lily and Hornhorse .bandcamp.com and anywhere else. Where else do you all have media?
Well, I think we're on Spotify, and we're on
Bandcamp. Bandcamp's a good choice.
Everything is on Spotify too, if you prefer it.
Okay, and that's where you can check out their 2017 album Next to Me, also a split EP with Bandy Grove called Four Partners Road on Nicey Music. Do you guys want to play some more music?
Mm.
Could you please?
Yes.
Say yes.
This is a new song that we wrote. My parents still live in Petaluma in California, and we visited them halfway through our tour here, and we made the song while we were there.
Yes. Okay.
Something about your embrace, it makes me wanna talk about it. Into the room and out of the house, out of the car. I'm wearing your face, I'm wearing your pain, if that's who you are. You owe me something. You stop, you wait, you come back down for it. It's like you owe me something. You stop, you wait, you come back down for it. I can't wait for your intake. It's like you owe me something. About it. Still out of the house and into the car, into the car. I'm wearing your face, I'm wearing your pain, if that's who you are. And I know this can wait. Come back down for it. It's like you like you owe me something. You stop, you wait, you come back down for it. It's like you owe me something. You stop, you wait, you come back down for it. It's like you owe me something. You stop, you wait, you come back down for it. It's like you owe me something. You stop, you wait, you come back down for it.
You're listening to a live broadcast. Lillian Hornhorse is Lily Konigsberg and Matt Norman. And I'm also joined in the studio today with Miss Maria Erin Jones, who,
hi.
Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Among many other things, is the proprietor, the curator and director of the Tanix Performance Space at 1417 4th Street Southwest. And that is where Lily and Hornhorse are going to be performing tonight at 8.
Yeah.
And we're very excited.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Yeah, yeah. Well, well met, everybody.
Hi.
And hey, Maria, who's opening up for Lily and Hornhorse?
Oh, hey, Brandon. That would be Sonny Scarves and Sonny. They're both playing tonight.
Are those local acts? Are those
Yes,
touring?
Local acts.
Nice. Yeah, so if you all don't know the Tanix, there is all kinds of things that happen there. The Tanix is one of those spaces that I think about. When somebody tells me there's nothing going on in Albuquerque, I'm like, no, there's a whole lot going on. And usually what happens is you go around a corner and all of a sudden there's a whole scene happening and you're like, where has this been happening the whole time? And yes, it has. And Maria is one of those people that makes it happen. And she's here. We're going to talk about Zine Fest in a little bit. But she has so many things going on. Hey, how did you hear about Lily and Hornhorse?
Well, Natalie Day reached out, who's Sunny, out to me, and I just got really excited when I saw the video and heard the music. It just felt really cool and familiar and experimental and theater-like, and I loved it. So
yeah, I was wondering when I was watching you two perform, like Matt, was the keys that you were doing there, was that any of that improvised? Was that set or?
Well, I think most of it was. Because that's a new song, so I haven't really made a solid part for it yet. So I was just fooling around.
We tend to write songs and then start playing them as soon as possible. So we just don't, like, they kind of get written as we play them live.
Yeah, I've noticed from looking at some of your albums, Next to Me, Lily on Hornhorse, and Four Partners Road. Sorry, a little
bit. It is a yellow, solid yellow album design.
Yeah, I see why you made
design.
That mistake.
Yeah. whatever. But just the tracks are, like, super succinct. They're really, really short. Is there any, is that you like, I have my musical idea done and I don't need to carry it any further?
Or? I think that,
my dad's always like, you should just do it twice in a row or something, like make it longer, but it always seems right where it stops.
Yeah.
That song was almost 3 minutes though.
Maybe it is wrong.
Yeah, that is like standard kind of pop format.
Yeah, that was exciting that it happened that way.
That's awesome. I was reading in a interview that you did a couple years ago, Tiny Mixtape or something like that. Something, Matt, you had said about how some people take an idea and they just attach it to the end of one section and in that way they make the song longer. Mm-hmm. But you had said something about, well, instead of taking that idea and attaching it to the end, you stack that on top of that. I don't know if you remember saying that, but I thought that was like, and so it just kind of sounds like it makes for a more dense kind of song, but
yeah, I think I definitely do more vertical work and Lily does
it.
More horizontal work. I think that's a
that phraseology makes total sense to me, but I don't think I've ever heard a musician talk about vertical and horizontal describing a song.
Never heard that either until right now.
Well, I heard a college professor talk about it that way, so I thought it was right, but...
See, that college was useful.
Yeah.
I think I'm horizontal.
I think it's perpendicularity.
Ah, okay.
It's two opposing shapes pushing against each other, so what happens in the middle is where the art is made.
Yeah, that's why we argue so much.
Did you go to college, too?
Tea.
A little bit.
I love it. Maria, do you have any questions?
No, I'm just really excited to be here. I'm trying to be quiet.
Yay. No, don't be quiet. All right, will you tell our listeners who we have in the studio and who else is playing tonight?
Yes, Lily and Hornhorse are playing in the studio right now. And tonight you'll hear, if you come to the Tanix around 8, you'll hear Sunny, solo electronic music, and Sunny Scarves, a duo. And they're pretty amazing too, experimental as well. So it's going to be an experimental night.
All right. And where can people find more information?
You can just come to the Tanix.
And where's that?
1417 4th Street, Southwest in Bareilles, the oldest neighborhood in Albuquerque.
Yeah, there's so much art that happens there. All right, I'm like, I think there were some other things. So where are you, is this a whole United States tour, or are you just doing the Southwest, or where are you guys going? What's going on?
We tried to, we drove in a circle around. Well, it's sort of a circle. We wish we could visit more places on the way, but we went to California from New York, mostly around the north. I kind of went down to Colorado and then back up to Yellowstone, and we played to nobody in Yellowstone at night.
No, we didn't.
In which venue at Yellowstone?
Dirt.
It's actually called a geyser.
Not at Old Faithful, but...
No, we didn't... Well, it was just out in the outside. Nobody was there.
It was a setup gig?
It wasn't a venue.
So it was a practice in a beautiful space.
Yes.
Nice.
We were standing on a geyser. You're not supposed to do that, but...
That's how geysers are made. If you step off the boardwalk, you can get really hurt if you make a hole, and then that has another place for boiling water to escape.
Yeah, you just stamp and then run.
And then the geyser will be named after you.
Yeah.
There's a park ranger listening right now that's getting down to information. You guys might be in trouble.
Uh-oh. Well, they have no proof.
That's right, except for you just admitted.
We could be lying.
Yeah, that's true. It's been known to happen in this world of ours. In the studio with me is Lillian Hornhorse. You can track them down at lillianhornhorse.bandcamp.com. And do you all have some more music for us? Could
we
you play
do.
Us yeah. out?
Do you want to do two instead of three? Because I feel like it's pretty long.
You guys got about 5 minutes.
6 minutes. So let's just.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Really?
Oh, okay.
That sounds great. All right.
Well, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah.
And good to meet both of you.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for spending time with us.
It's been a blast.
It's been a blast for us. And thanks again. We like New Mexico. I like this big ridge here, and I want to know more about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, where are you touring next? Are you going to have to leave straight up tomorrow, or?
I think so.
We have to go 5 hours, but...
To Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, yeah, that's a long drive.
Apparently we're playing at 2 a.m. there, so...
Oh, you have some time.
I don't think...
if you have time to get to the Sandia Crest, go up there, and then remember that where you're standing used to be at the bottom of an inland ocean.
Whoa. On top of the...
You're going to like to remember
before
that.
It went...
So this must have been in the deep sea.
It was pretty shallow, but there was like kind of dinosaur, kind of mosasaur type creatures. And
is that why all the dinosaurs, we were driving on 40 and there's, especially near the Petrified Forest, there are a lot of like dinosaur sculptures. What's that about?
There is a lot of, we have access to a lot of geology here as well as like prehistoric things get exposed, so something will come up and then you'll get a whole bunch of fossils. And
I see. So it's like a archaeology's big
region. Huge archaeology, and then
huge alien region too.
It is huge alien region, yes. Supposedly, the crash near Roswell, and then we have our labs. We have all kinds of, the Taos hump.
Shh, be quiet.
If you're looking for that kind of stuff. But you probably came through Vegas when they were having their little Area 51 whatever, which,
Did
whatever.
We?
Area 51 anniversary?
No, never mind.
Never mind. All right.
We've gone off the rails here,
people. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
That can happen with us.
I'd love to talk more about it, though. So.
Yeah, let's do.
You can call each other later.
Yeah, let's do it.
We have the number.
Lillian Hornhorse, live in KUNM.
Ready?
Matt's breaking out the baritone.
Uh-oh.
What's this one?
Unit. touch you on the head. In response, you said, "Hey, I'm in love with you. It's just that way."
FM. I knew you were going to make that mistake, so I just stepped in, broadcasting live from the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque.
He has a great radio voice. Okay, this is our last song.
Don't make fun of that freak, brainwashed by family. I don't care if you think he's mean, everybody try to understand. Hands on a bowling ball, back up against the wall. The man's about 10 feet tall, just about to knock them all down. Don't make fun of that freak, fun of that freak.
Hey, you, you think I'm crazy like that? You say you wanted that, you fought, you won, you came back flat. So you think I'm crazy like him? I have a lot to learn still, but I'm gonna figure it out. I want to be something.
Freak.